Today's Tuesday, December 24th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 172. Matt Scott is joined by Jason Knott, Ken Eagle, and Robert Keeler talking about Google replacing their Works with Nest program with Works with Google Assistant. Jason Knott starts off talking about how this could affect integrators involved in the program moving forward.
You know, and the thing that concerned me when I first saw it was, you know, at the last CEDIA Expo, there were quite a few companies like LeakSmart is one that comes to my top of mind that said, oh, we're only here because we are in the Works with Nest program. You know, that's the only reason we came to CEDIA Expo. And I think, you know, maybe this industry is such a small puny drop in the bucket that when they were having that meeting that we never even came to mind. And they thought, hey, let's just consolidate the Google accounts. And they hadn't even thought about it. But I don't know, you know, now that, you know, one entity basically owns Control4 and SnapAV and SimpliSafe. Yeah. You know, it's the same investor that owns all three of those. Maybe it was that those guys, but I don't know. And in terms of where it leaves us, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think we're still at their mercy. The integrators are to a certain extent, and they have to look at it from the standpoint of, you know, Google and Amazon and these big players are elevating the market. And elevating the rising tide raises all ships, and we have to ride those coattails and know that there's going to be a percentage of those customers who are going to want professional installation.
So let me follow that up with arguably a really tough question. If we're at the mercy of these big companies that arguably probably could care less about what we do, if we're in a situation where, you know, we're riding the coattails, as you said. Where does that leave your regular run of the mill average integrator? Does it drop us down to literally just a labor force, or is there enough mind share there required that we're still talent?
Well, I think you got to look at the market segments. You know, this is kind of the same. We could have gone rewound back to the 1990s, and we would having the same conversation about the regional bell operating companies that were going to destroy every alarm company, and all the independents were going to go out of business. You were going to have to buy your alarm system from Ninex and Ameritech, and it didn't happen. But what did happen was that a lot of integrators migrated into what I call safe haven zones. And in one of those in this space is the high end of the market. You know, you and I have talked about this before, Matt, that the high end of the market, we're seeing it in the numbers in CE Pro. It's elevating. The average job size is getting larger and larger. There's money out there right now. So I think the high end of the market is very much protected from this coattail syndrome.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of integrators, I think, if you want to go with a volume play, you're going to have to ride these coattails. I've talked to guys, you know, I talked to a guy up in Canada, his entire team wears Nest t-shirts. They don't wear the brand of the company. They wear Nest t-shirts. And, you know, he says that when they walk up to, and they're approaching the customer, they have a stronger affinity towards them because they recognize the brand. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same argument that for years integrators have carried Bose and integrators have carried Sonos because there's a brand recognition element that the customer has, and then you have to apply your expertise as a professional installer. So I don't think it means the death of anybody, you know, is my answer.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.